are the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Well, let's just say the 6 o'clock news will never be the same again. The days of Walter Cronkite and three network channels has long passed. Well, journalism has morphed into news, opinion, and ideological rants, all passed off as unbiased, honest news. This is Malcolm Out Loud here. So your search continues for the Out Loud truth. I get it. Well, here it won't be just the news. It'll be how we discuss the news. A drive time show you can count on weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call it Nozzle. World news, political talk, stories that impact your health. Honor our heroes, stories that'll inspire you. What you'll hear next is the heartbeat of the people. The hottest topics, the news stories that trend. It's time, friends, for a new stream of consciousness. It's Nozzle. Horowitz, the Inspector General, has released the report. And, you know, what's troubling to me as an American, what should be troubling to you, is where to find the truth. One of the pundits said it real well, spin. One of the pundits said, if you're a Republican, you'll spin it your way, and if you're a Democrat, you'll spin it your way. And this is exactly what I've seen already, just in the early hours leading up to this report finally coming out here. Everybody is spinning it the way they want. But isn't that what happens, friends, when you're trying to seek truth? Where is the truth exactly? It's hard to find. This is why, this is why Americans have turned this stuff off. This is why people have tuned it out. Because, here the thing is, we have this massive buildup to this, oh, this holy grail is going to come. And I've been kind of cynical on this for a while. I think you probably know that. I mean, I haven't felt really good about these things because I just know how Washington works, you see. I mean, these people can spin anything. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it is a real talent to be a politician in Washington, D.C. It's real. I mean, these people are Oscar Award and Emmy Award winning people. These could be, well, that's why they get along so well with Hollywood, you understand. It all works hand in hand, really, you know. This is what we call the swamp. So, really, what is the deep state? What is the deep state? Think about this. You hear those words a lot. Deep state. And you know, my definition of the deep state is really very simple. I mean, it's alive and well, people. And the deep state is what we're looking at right at this very moment. It is entrenched bureaucracies who can't seem to get out of their own way. And they just spin, spin, spin. That's all we see. It's all to cover themselves on all sides of the aisle. That's what I see coming out of this thing. So right away, James Comey, he sets out a tweet. And of course, he puts an op-ed in the New York Times. And Peter Strzok has his attorney. He releases a tweet. Everybody's on top of it. Spin, spin, spin. That's what we get. That's what you get as an American. Spin, spin, spin. Everybody is spinning. And you really don't know who to believe. That's the real kicker in all this. Hopefully we can bring some level of truth to this conversation today. Listen, it doesn't have to be really this complicated, friends. But when you look at evidence and you look at facts and you take things that are said in such a context, like for instance, let me give you just an example up front here before we really roll this thing out. So you remember the names, the agent Peter Strzok. Now, Peter Strzok was no low-level employee, friends. He was like really high. He was the second in charge there. This is a very high-level FBI agent executive. You understand what I'm saying to you? This guy is high on the totem pole. This isn't some little page boy running around or doing something. No, this guy is up there. And of course, we've heard all about this love affair he's had with this Lisa Page and all this. I mean, this whole thing it's beyond anything you could possibly ever imagine. Well, so one of the most revealing things in all this, and just hear this up front here. The tweets were, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? This is now Page that wrote to Strzok. These are the texts now that are in this report, right? Right? And of course, Strzok replies and says, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Now that's what he says. We'll stop it. We'll stop it from him ever becoming president, which of course they tried their damnedest. Now, but here's the thing. Now, when I talk about spin, what does that really mean? Well, that sounds very incriminating just on the basis of the facts, people. I mean, you don't have to be a grand wizard to figure this out. Just read the text. You have to be an imbecile not to know what they mean. And then, of course, I see, you know, but listen, I see the Democratic pundits. Do you know what they said to that? Do you know how they spun that right away? They said, well, but that's in response to stopping Trump on the Russian collusion, not about him being president. You just can't make this stuff up. And so it's about him stopping him from the Russia, because this guy had Russia. He was the Russia collusion, and he was going to take over the whole country. That's what he was. So that's what he did. So this is the Democrat spin for this particular thing when this high-end FBI agent. So really the question becomes, how corrupt is this FBI DOJ? I mean, you know, that's really number one. And of course, everybody's covering their tracks today. That's what we're seeing here. All right. So listen, we at the top of nozzle here, we have Ava Armstrong, Jim McKay on with us as we sort of tried to decipher through this. I've got a lot of listen, I'm looking at the actual report here, the 500-page report, trying to read through all of that and all of the some of the analysis within it to see how the spin is going. And it is.
Don't bother. Don't bother reading it and don't listen to the spin. And I'll tell you why.
All right.
Here's one question you need to answer.
Okay.
Who meddled in the 2016 election? When you read this IG's report, who meddled in the election?
Well,
that's all you need to know.
Well, this
that's
IG report, though, was really about Hillary Clinton and her emails, Ava. So you tell me.
Well, look at the breadcrumbs that are dropped in this report, though. The text that you just read.
Right.
Who's we?
Right.
Who is when Peter Strzok says, we'll stop him.
Right. Who's we?
Who's we?
That's right.
Who's we?
That's right. Who's they? Who's we? Who's us? You're right. You're right. Well, this
we
is what
we know.
I,
see, this is the problem.
The deep state.
This is the problem. No, the deep state's in deep shit, okay? Because I'll tell you why. We Americans now have social media. We have programs like this, America Out Loud, where we tell the truth. We have each other. We have other sources of information now. We don't have to depend on CNN to lie to us
or
anymore.
CBS or NBC or ABC or MSNBC. There's a whole litany list of those
programs. We're not doing alphabet soup anymore,
right,
okay?
We're big
grown-up people now.
Yeah.
And we know what happened, and we know that Michael Horowitz is trying to play down the middle on this report.
Right.
He doesn't want to hurt James Comey's, you know, wonderful career that he had, the crook that he
is. Well, yeah, what's the word he used again? It was incriminating, or what was there was a word he used?
Well, it wasn't politically motivated. Now,
so,
Malcolm.
Right, I hear you. So then you ask, well, what are the repercussions for James Comey? And furthermore, let me give you the other big question in the room. Where's the recommendation in here to indict Hillary Clinton? Where's that at?
Well, there are two more reports.
The issue on Hillary and her performance and everything that went on is totally missing.
But then you have to ask why. And I've actually done this today. I've said to myself, what, you know, I don't wish anybody harm. I don't wish anybody really and truly harm. I mean, but it started to dawn on me today. What is it with this lady? They are like America's mafia family. I mean, what is it with this lady in this family, these Clinton people? What is it with them?
Way beyond the Clintons, though. I mean, if you look at the different
Yeah, but they're not responding to the Clintons. Yeah, it goes beyond the Clintons, but they're not responding to any of the... There's no repercussions to the Clintons, Jim. There's nothing that ever... These people, they're like above it all somehow. I mean, the whole email scam and the servers and this whole report and the IG report, yet there's no recommendation, there's no incrimination to what she did. That's what this report is about, Jim. This report is supposed to be about the emails of Hillary Clinton, yet there's not a damn thing in here that really does justice to what Hillary did.
All they're trying to do at this time is justify Comey's actions as being somewhat insubordinate, irregular, and they using other words through the report. Nothing that says he broke the law or, you know, didn't follow normal policy is what they're saying.
All he did, he was a naughty boy because he went over Sally Yates' head and he went over Loretta Lynch's head. And that made Comey a bad boy. Let's slap his hand and let him go on his merry way. Mm-hmm. Okay? He just made a boo-boo. That's it. That's what this report is saying.
Yeah, he. Interesting, the op-ed he has in the New York Times as well today, and the tweets he put out.
He knew this was coming.
Oh, 100%. No, he was all over this. Again, the one thing about James Comey is he is brilliant at covering his own ass. I mean, that's what he does well. I mean, and so his headline, listen to this now. In the New York Times, the opinion piece, okay, from James Comey today, as this report was being released, this is how slick these people are, my friends. So the headline is this: James Comey, this report says I was wrong, but that's good for the FBI. This guy's amazing. This guy is absolutely amazing.
I know. It's mind-blowing to me.
It is really something. Is anybody buying or believing James Comey? I mean, this guy is so full of himself. The stench that he has. You can smell him everywhere. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but you know what? Horowitz gave them all a pass. He gave them all a hall pass because he said when the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, that was nothing. That was just nothing there. Nothing to see. Move along.
Right. Yeah, he said that she should have ended it sooner and not been in it. But there was nothing about the content or how it involved Hillary and how this whole thing comes together. Everything, they've spent months whitewashing 500 pages. There's no reason to have a 500-page report on this to begin with. The facts are obvious.
See, that's great, Jim. That's great you say that.
25 pages, you could say it all.
Isn't that so well said, buddy? So well said. But this is job security, Jim. That's how they make themselves feel important and look important. They're going to do baffle you with the BS. Let me read you James Comey's tweet here. He puts out here, just as this thing went live today. He says, I respect the DOJ IG office, which is why I urge them to do this review. This guy is such a hero. He's such a Robin Hood. I bow down to this man, and he's just amazing. And really, he should be elected king somewhere. I think he should be king, potentially.
There's talk that he might run for president, so don't encourage him.
Well,
it's not our country.
right. Well, maybe you're right. King somewhere, right? So I respect the DOJ-IG office, which is why I urged them to do this review. Now, the conclusions are reasonable, even though I disagree with some. People of good faith can see an unprecedented situation differently. I pray no director faces it again. Thanks to IG's people for hard work. Guys, stop right there, everybody. This guy, that tweet is an amazing tweet. And this guy should have to absolutely, I mean, he should, somebody today should fly right to where he is at his home and give him, and I mean this, should give him.
He's not in his home. He's out of the country.
Wherever he is, we should fly to where he is. And we should give him an Emmy, an Oscar, and what other awards can we give him, friends? A Nobel Prize, maybe? And every award on the planet we should give to this man right now. And then he comes out with this brilliant tweet. If you analyze this tweet, I think the tweet is brilliant. Ava, Jim, I'm going to tell you, I think James Comey, and he probably will never wear orange. He's got lots of money. He had a big book tour. He's done it. I mean, the guy is he's probably smarter than most up there. He's a bureaucrat. He's an intellect. He's a retard. I'll give you a whole lot more adjectives to go along with that, but you get the point. But read that tweet, Ava. Listen to what I'm saying. I respect. The words are brilliant. I'm telling you, brilliant. I respect. Okay, I respect. Listen, I urge them to do this review. Now, the conclusions are reasonable. I disagree with some, but that's okay. It's no problem. People of good faith. Now he brings God into it. I pray no director faces it again. But this man, in other words, he is amazing to me. He rides a white horse that I've never seen before.
He's breaking out a bottle of champagne right about now.
Is he out of the country? Do you know what country he's in? But he's out of the country for sure?
I don't know where he is, but somebody said that he's out of the country.
I wonder if he's out of the country because he's afraid we're going to show up at his doorstep or something, Ava. Maybe he wanted to be out of the country while this thing came out.
They're not completely done with Hillary yet, as you know. There are two more reports that Horowitz is going to produce.
Yeah, there's okay? the...
They're not going to be anything. They'll be the same...
Well, see, that's what I'm wondering, Jim.
Tricks.
That's That's my point, Jim, you know? So, I mean, Jim, here's the thing, not, to be a smart guy. Now, I'm just wondering, you know, at what point, I mean, I never give up, guys. I don't ever want to stop the fight. But I'm wondering, at what point do Americans turn the light off and leave the room? You know what I'm saying, Jim? You know? At what point do they turn the light off?
I think they already have on the mainstream media, because this just smells of the same stuff that's been going on for years. I mean, going back to Obama with the lies about health care and saving money and everything that was going on there, the Iran deal, which was all the closed door side deals and everything. People are getting tired of this cover-up mentality and not being transparent. Wasn't Obama going to be
no
the
transparency.
Most transparent?
No.
The most telling thing about this IG report for me was the Strzok, Peter Strzok text that was in it.
Yeah.
That was missing when the Intelligence Committee asked for that.
Right.
They didn't get that. Right. I thought that was the most telling thing about it.
Well, there are a few other things, too, I want to bring out in just a moment here, which we will do. But the other reports, by the way, that you hear Ava and Jim talking about, friends, is there's a report, there's an investigation, believe it or not, still going on the Clinton Foundation. So that one we haven't seen yet. And there's a FISA abuse report. Again, I said to you all the other day that Horowitz is there. He never has to worry about being unemployed. You know, he'll be in work forever with these cats.
Yeah. Those other two reports are going to be harder to sanitize. And why I'm saying that is because there are documents and dates on them, okay?
Right.
And there are words and documents and dates. They cannot sanitize.
Well, no, you can disagree. You're an American. You're a patriot. You believe in optimism. Jim, like me, he's just getting a little cynical on this stuff. We're like a lot of people. Some of us have started to turn the lights off a little bit. You understand?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm very disappointed in report number one, okay? Yeah. I'm very disappointed in it. It's just a softball, you know?
Yeah, I said months ago that why isn't it out in March? It was due in March.
Right.
And they proved me right that they've taken 4 months to sanitize it, 580 pages together of baloney.
Right.
Well, see, the big reason for that is in October 2016, they found Clinton's emails on Uma Abedin's computer.
Wiener's husband's
computer.
Laptop. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know.
And that itself is against the law. Everybody should be locked up and put in prison for that. I mean, you know, you can't do that. And by the way, one of the other bombshells with all this was that they are confirming now that bad actors have all of this information, these emails and stuff. The report goes into that. It gets old after a while, you see. Right away you think, do I really want to do this? I mean, do I want to
I'll tell
swim?
You what it is. It doesn't just get old, Malcolm.
What
it's gotten to the point of depressing.
Exactly.
Because we have the greatest government and the greatest country on the face of the planet, and we're letting it go unchecked.
Yeah, I
this
hear that
rogue.
A lot from people.
This is rogue. What's going on right now is rogue stuff, baby.
Yeah. People who say that, though, when I hear people say that now, Ava, you're saying, and I've started to, and I hear that a lot. I hear when you say that, and I still hear that today, Ava, when people say, well, this is the best government in the world. This is the best program in the world. This is the better of all evils. I hear all these different interpretations of it, and every time I hear that now, and I'm starting to kind of say to myself, what does that really mean? Like, what, I mean, is this really the best? I mean, and I don't really know what it means
anymore. Look at it this way.
I'm not sure.
I love my daughter. She's my flesh and my bones, okay?
Right.
If she did something illegal or wrong or something, I would still love her,
exactly.
Okay?
Well, that's unconditional
love. That's the
kind
of love I have.
We call that unconditional love, Ava.
It is. And that's the kind of love I have for America. I feel that way about, I feel anger because this is subverting our Constitution.
Exactly.
That's why I'm angry. I'm not personal about Strzok and Page and, you know, Trump or anybody else.
Right.
I care about the Constitution.
Ava, that is a beautiful thing to say. I have to tell you right now, that is a beautiful thing. I gotta stop a minute and just comment on that, because I have never heard it put that way. When you say, I love that. When you say, I mean, you just kind of taught me something again here, for real. When you say unconditional love, listen to what you're saying. I mean, that's like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, if you could really have unconditional love for America, what does that mean, people? I love that. That is awesome. Unconditional love.
That's how our founding fathers felt about this country.
That's amazing.
They were giving birth to something that had never existed on the face of the planet before, okay? Freedom, true
right,
freedom.
Right. If you wind back the tape, Aver and Jim, in all honesty, if you wind back the tape, not to be smug, smart, or a funny guy here by any stretch, but you would have heard me say that I did kind of put the damper on this report more than once, didn't I? Did I not do that?
Oh, yeah, you did. You told us, yes. You
did. I did say that. And I wasn't trying to be overly smug. It's not about that, Ava. I've definitely become cynical in all of it. I don't like them. I don't trust them. I don't want to play with them. It's like the lesser of evils, as you just said a moment. Well, we still have the best program. You know, I don't know if we have the best program, Ava. I'm not sure if our program and our government here is any better than New Zealand or Australia. Or I'm not sure if it's any better than those places, Ava.
I think we're very lucky right now. We have a guy at the helm who's turned away a salary. He's working for free, and what he's achieved in the first 500 days of his presidency is amazing.
All right, but we'll see.
With all this negative stuff, you know, against him.
But I'll tell you what, Ava, I hear what you say with that, but I'm going to say this back. Tell me that again after the midterm election, and then tell me that again after the 2020 election, and more so, Ava, tell me that again after Robert Mueller comes out with his report. Say those same words to me again, please. Convince me of what you just said when those things happen. And if all of those went well, I'll then also give you back that unconditional love and say, you know what? We made it. We're here. But until that
I'm trying to keep hope alive.
All right.
Okay?
Gotcha.
What keeps hope alive right now for President Trump is when he goes out on the stump, out to the rallies. That energizes him. It energizes the base. It energizes the country, the people that are sitting on the sidelines listening to all this and questioning whether our country is coming apart at the seams. Yeah. It, are the forces of evil, and that's what I consider these people on the left. They are forces of evil for whatever their agenda is in destroying this country, in pulling it apart, tearing it apart, not entering into a dialogue of reason on any issue. I mean,
but I don't. I hear what you say, Jim, and I appreciate that, and I love you, but I don't agree with you because, and I'm going to say this to you: when the president is out on the stump and he's speaking at these rallies or he's doing this or that, I don't agree because none of that is uniting what we need to do here as Americans. The president is very divisive. The president gets on Twitter, like, I'm sure you'll hear him later. He'll cut everybody from here to kingdom come. Probably rightfully so. I'm not saying he doesn't have a right to do that. So before you get after me, but none of this is going to unite the country. So when you talk about, but when the president is out in rallies, when the president is at his Twitter feed, the president is fed up to his ass in alligators. He's, Jim, with all due respect, he's tired. He's done with it. I get that. And so the president is going to lash out. You can hear the Twitter feed coming already, people. You know it's coming.
I have to say one thing here.
Yeah, sure.
We were called by Corker, by Senator Corker.
Yeah.
We were called a cult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that.
This tells me that he has no understanding of Trump's connection to the
Corker
masses.
You know, is a P.O.S. And
right, I know, but listen,
he is a P.O.S.
I'll tell you something. We're not a cult. We're not driven by a man, okay? We're driven by the message of this man. And why are we driven by this message? He listens to us.
Well, it's a cult
he
of Americans,
channeling.
Ava.
No, no. Trump is channeling the American people.
Yes, he is. Well, you know, maybe cult is the right word. Well, let me ask you both this. Could cult be interpreted in a positive way, some manner? Is that possible?
I think it could be.
What I'm saying? And because we're all patriots. We're all MAGA people. We want to make the country great. We give a rat's ass. So if that is a cult, maybe
I'm in it. I put it out as a tweet today.
Yeah.
If loving the Constitution is a cult, I'm in it.
Absolutely.
In it.
And then maybe maybe that goes along with the deplorable thing, Ava. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
So the next thing is cult is going to be all over the place. So maybe Corker is another hero. Again, see, all these people, maybe at the end of the day, we give them all awards. I don't know. Maybe we call it the Comey Award, and we give it to all the biggest assholes on the planet. Anyways, stay right there, friends. More Nozzle in just a moment. The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Glitcher News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. President Donald J. Trump's birthday today. He's 72 years old, by the way. He looks great for 72. The economy, North Korea, as Drudge put on the top of his report. The World Cup, sure, okay. Jobless, 44-year low. Everybody is happy, right? IG report coming out. Oh, my golly. Jim, Ava, you cannot make this step up. Well, I knew already. Listen, it kind of got what I expected I was going to get. Ava, I'm going to tell you, Jim, I'm going to tell you both. Had this IG report came out and did what you all tried to convince me it was going to do, I would have been thrilled and I would have kissed your ass in the middle of Times Square. But I'm telling you, I never thought it was going to happen that way. I don't trust these people. I don't trust Horowitz any more than I trust Mueller, any more than I trust Comey, any more than I trust Hokey Pokey and Dokey. I don't trust any of them. You see, because they're all in there for the wrong reasons. They're all in there to get rich and pat themselves on the back and feel powerful and grab the next election. None of them are in there for what you just said, Ava, a moment ago. I love what you said, by the way. Unconditional love. Ava, you need to write a column that we can put proudly at the top of America Out Loud about this unconditional love. I love this. This is like the best thing since sliced bread, Jim. Unconditional love. I mean, that says everything. That stops the cult talk. That stops the deplorable business. That stops all of the names you're going to call us next. Because you've got unconditional love for the country, Jim. I love that.
And it's out there. When you take a look at, we have an all-volunteer military. These men and women sign up for low-pay, dangerous duty to go out and defend us, defend our freedoms, defend what this country is made of. That is an unconditional love of country.
Well, those guys do have it. You're right in that way. Yes. You're right with that. The military has it, but our law enforcement have it too, Jim.
Yes.
You know, all of them, which is why, Ava, you celebrate those people every day because of that reason.
They're my heroes. They're my heroes.
Absolutely. That's why they're all over our platform, America Out Loud. I mean, just go look at the platform. And we right at the top of the platform is we honor heroes. I mean, that's why some people don't like us because.
And every so often you have a dirty cop like James Comey.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, he'd be
but
at the top of that list.
But that doesn't make me hate.
That's got nothing to do with nothing.
I toss him aside and say, okay, bad guy.
Well, James Comey's more than a bad cop, Ava. I mean, I could give you a whole lot of descriptions here, but we're running a family program here, so I can't.
Right.
I can't say what I really think. I mean, I'd love to tell you what I really think. You know, I need to do a program. We could run at 3 a.m. so I could really say what I want to say. You know that. You know that. And rate it accordingly, 3 a.m. So if
I want to be on that one.
I was going to say, if we got up and we did a program, and I'm not saying we're going to do this, but let's say I got up one day and we said, you know what, we had it up to here. We're going to do a 3 a.m. program. You all would come on with me, right?
Oh, I would.
Definitely.
I would.
Oh, man. You know, you almost think it's got to be uncensored, though. No, it's not for family. I always got to be a gentleman here or try to remain the means of a gentleman. Anyways, so let's get into this report a little bit more here, please. And I want to take a look at some of the. And by the way, one other thing. I don't know if you guys seen this or not at all today, but Comey used a private email for official FBI business. Did you see this?
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
What do you think of that?
That was something that when they set up Hillary's server, she had a Hillary.com address. And the people that had accounts on that server were amazing. Comey had actually an account, not just use it. He had an account on there.
Yeah.
And so did a lot of people on her committee. Uber had an account, her husband had an account. They all had Hillary.com accounts. So it wasn't like they didn't know what they were doing. I mean, this was all designed to be a clandestine type.
I think Hillary has some dirt on them.
Obama had an account.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton, I think she's got dirt on them. I think she has got something on the Washington establishment. There is something. I mean, I think she's possibly got a virus hidden in a laboratory in another country somewhere that she has threatened to unleash on Washington, D.C. I believe she's got a virus. Ava, I'm very serious, Jim. She's got some sort of a secret virus.
She has Sidney Blumenthal, who is a sneak and a pervert and a weirdo. And he gets dirt on everybody and feeds it to her in a back channel. That's what she has.
Blumenthal, and they got. Do they have the George Soros too? Their names always come up when
we talk
about
her.
This.
He's backing her.
Well, I got to tell you, they all got some sort of a mission. Whatever their mission is, it clearly isn't an American mission. I mean, you can call the mission what you want. All right, looking at these things here, let me throw a couple of things at you guys here. So one of the big things with the whole report, guys, is clearly, as we already said to you, is the anti-Trump FBI, this Peter Strzok here, his tweets, his willingness to say no.
It shows animus.
It's incriminating as hell.
You have to get that word right.
Yeah. It's incriminating as hell is what it is. I mean, he's not ever going to become president. I mean, if I called you and I said, hey, Trump's, Jim, tell me that Obama's never going to become president, right? Now, let's say you're a high-end of, Jim, you're a second-in-command at the FBI. Listen to me a minute here. Play this out with me. You are second-in-command at the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations of the United States of America. That's who you are. There it is there. There's Jim McKay. You're up there. You are the Peter Strzok now. You're in control. It's in your program. Obama's president. Or someone else, not Obama. It's somebody else, because Obama's going to be. But now I send a tweet and I say, Obama's not ever going to become president, right? Right, Jim? Right? And then you say back to me, you're Lisa Page. You get the point I'm saying. You say, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Well, that's what Strzok says. You see, that's what you say. Right. So you say that. No, he's not. We'll stop it. Well, what does that mean, Jim? What does that imply?
What that means, we're going to do everything and anything, even including, assassination is the way I take it, to keep him from becoming president. I wouldn't put that past these people. And if you look historically, these are the same people that have been around for 50, 60 years. They're entrenched in a much more clandestine way today. Mm-hmm. But you look at the people that have been knocked off along the road by the Clintons and the Kennedy.
Well, that comes up a lot. You're right. They killed people.
They killed people.
Did anybody know the count of how many they've killed, Jim? Have you ever looked into that? That's got to be a novel, I'm sure.
Hundreds.
I mean, I wonder how many. This is a real life mafia. You don't have to look anywhere else under a rock. They're right here running Washington. Ava, how else would you take that statement, Ava?
I've already tweeted about this, and I've actually directed my tweets right to Donald Trump. I am very, very, and I'll be serious, I'm very concerned that there are many people still residing in our Department of Justice, in our FBI, in our CIA, and they do not want Trump to be president, and God only knows what they're capable of doing. And I'm really concerned about that.
Here's the thing, Ava. Now, here's a thought for you. Now, listen to this thought and tell me honestly what you think. The FBI, the Department of Justice, they are part of which branch of government, Ava Armstrong?
Executive.
They're part of the executive branch of government. Jim, what does that mean? They report to who?
They report to Trump, to the president.
You bet your ass they do. So guess what, Jim? I would take my limo, I would have the secrets, I'd drive over to where they are, and I'd start to fire floors of people, and I would release them of their job, and I would stack it. If these people reported to me, and you can call that I love the way they always use constitutional crisis. You know, we got a constitution. What does that really mean, a constitutional crisis?
No, you know what?
Crisis?
We really do have a constitutional
of
crisis.
Of course we do.
It's that our Congress didn't have the nerve or the brains to get together
or the balls
and shut this friggin' Mueller thing down, okay?
None of them have
they
any
gumption. They didn't have the—no, I blame this—and you listen to Jim Jordan, making a plea mm-hmm. on television. You want to talk about a guy yeah. that has unconditional love for this country, okay? Right. Look at the Freedom Caucus guys. Listen to what they've been saying. Yeah. Mark Meadows, for example, was on late the other night, and he was begging Congress to stop this, okay? This is crazy. What we have here is unchecked power. This is what the Founding Fathers warned us about, Malcolm. They warned us about this.
Well, again, as I said to you two from the beginning, as I said to you for a moment, I would not have the president sit down with this Mueller under any condition. I've said that for a moment once.
Not at all.
I say
not
it again today. No way.
That is the fait accompli, the final trap.
Wouldn't do it.
He
yep.
sits down, he's nailed. And right now, the Democrats, the liberals, whatever we want to call these people, they have nothing. They have no platform.
They've tried everything, Jim.
It's anti-Trump. And every time that Trump has success, the North Koreans, I mean, within 10 minutes, they're out there poo-pooing the whole thing. And now another sideshow, like you said earlier, they're going to sue the Trump Foundation.
Well, that's the next thing. We'll talk about that in a moment here. I want to come back to that, Jim, because that to me, I find it very interesting, people, as to why the New York Attorney General had to get into the action today with the release of this today. Isn't that kind of funny how they decided today was the day they were going to release this suit that they were suing and what they were demanding of the president? I want to come back to this in a moment, but just keep that in your mind there a moment. I just want to finish a couple of points here on this here. The other thing here is the FBI sat on those Wiener emails for no reason whatsoever for the longest time, guys, right? Did you even comment on that, Ava, a moment ago?
Yes, I did, yes.
But why did that happen? Why did they do that? I mean, what's the reason behind that?
Because that whole FBI needs to be cleaned out, and Christopher Wray needs to be one of them that goes.
So why did the president put Christopher Wray in charge there, Ava? Why?
I don't know.
He elected him.
Maybe there's a scheme here where he's going to give him the chance to hang himself. I don't know.
He appointed him. It's the same thing as why did he appoint Rod Rosenstein to that deputy spot? Why?
Well, that happened because of Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, but he appointed him.
No, right, he was there 28
Jeff,
years. Already.
Jeff Sessions chose. Jeff Sessions is the one that chose Rod Ratface.
But I thought the president endorsed that.
Well, he accepted it. You have to understand, President Trump was very new to his office. He had only been in office for 3 days. I mean, right. You know, and all this was getting, you know, kind of put together rather hastily. And he depended on Jeff Sessions to give him a name. Okay, if you're, and then 3 days later, Jeff Sessions says, they already appointed Rod Rosenstein. Jeff Sessions picked him. And then 3 days later, Jeff Sessions goes, oh, guess what? I have to recuse myself. They're starting the Russia investigation.
All right. Peter Strzok also makes this other decision. He comes out. He prioritizes. The report shows this. He prioritizes the Russia deal over all of those emails, those confidential. And by the way, there were some top secret emails on the laptop. That's been proven now. And he has come out and he made the decision. He was involved in that decision to prioritize their effort and energy on Russia versus all of these emails, which is unbelievable because that never happens. No, and none of this should have happened to begin with. I mean, Hillary Clinton should never have had this. I mean, this is all, none of this email business would have happened had she not made the decision to put the server in the closet and to make all these decisions, people, to run under the radar.
That's the deep question you really want to have answered. And Obama was on her server. There are emails from him to her. He had a code name, okay, on her server.
Yeah, dickhead.
This is real. And now, don't you wonder, wouldn't you like to know what communiques were between those people on that server?
Well, they're all using private emails, Ava.
Think about things like Benghazi, okay? Think about other things that have taken place.
Well, they're all using Gmail. They're all using private emails. They're not supposed to use private emails. They're supposed to use government emails so it's all archived properly.
Exactly.
Well, they're not doing that. They're using Gmail.
That's what I mean. All of these things are illegal actions, okay? If you or I did this in a corporate...
You're locked up.
You'd be fired.
You're locked up.
At the very least. But, I mean, you get jail time for it. I mean, if you leaked out from a hospital private emails, I mean, my God, you'd be in jail. You'd be at least you know, being prosecuted. Let's put it that way.
And then James Comey rises above all of this. And he rises above all of it with that brilliant Twitter tweet he put out, the twit head and the tweet, the twit head and the Twitter tweet. You get it? Yeah. He put all that out there, that tweet, which is really well written. He's got to have a script writer or a copywriter or somebody working for him.
He's in love with himself. He's in love
with clearly. Clearly. I mean,
and
just the op-ed.
Like, he feels like he is untouchable.
Well, look at the headline in the New York Times today. This report says I was wrong, but that's good for the FBI.
Yeah, he feels like he's untouchable. He's above all of us. You
can't make this up.
If you read this guy's book that he put out, okay?
Yeah, I did not.
He's in love with
I would not buy his book. I told you that.
He has no room for anybody
James
else
Comey is like the Bonnie and Clyde of today. And it's like he went into the bank and robbed the bank and killed a few people in the process to get the money out. But then he came back and said, well, but you know, Your Honor, I did them a favor. The building was going to collapse and we would have killed hundreds of thousands of people in the city center square, and so I saved them all, Your Honor, by robbing the bank that day.
He justifies
everything is justified.
Does. Right. It's all justified.
He is the original shenanigan. If there was a shenanigan guy at the top of that program, this guy is unbelievable. Like I said, he should get every award that's possible to give him. I don't know how many awards are out there, but he should get them all just for being a bullshit artist. I mean,
I got to ask Jim, what do you think's coming up next, Jim?
The one thing I want to make a point of, this report, because Comey no longer works for the Department of Justice,
Right. They
cannot even recommend him for criminal action because it's only applicable to people that work for the Inspector General under the Department of Justice.
Right.
So what you've done now is you've sanitized Comey in this report by saying, oh, he just made a couple little mistakes and stuff. And so now it's on record. It's out there. So nobody's going to come along and say, well, Comey said in an interview on his book tour that I made these decisions because I was aware of the political implications of releasing the findings of the first report in July. And then in October, I had this information and I couldn't hold it back. And it was unfair to the campaigns that I didn't bring it up. So Comey right there admitted that he did things that were wrong and it was politically motivated. And
Right. Now
this report says there was no bias. Right?
Right.
Oh. So what they've done is they've laid it all off on Comey, and Comey's no longer in the department, so the department can't take any action, and everybody's fat, dumb, happy.
All right.
So what, and even Sessions can't even indict the guy.
Well, back to Sessions, Jim. So Attorney General Jeff Sessions comes out just a bit ago, and he says that there will probably be more firings, that it's very possible, following the DOJ report. He said that they expect to have some firings, so he's already sort of seen this report. He knows what's in the report. He knew what was in the report. And he says, and let me quote his words here. He says, if anyone else shows up in the report to have done something that requires termination, we will do so. Now, so bottom line on the report, like you said, Jim, is 580 some odd pages. You can wipe your backside with the people. Why so much? Because this is what government does. And so what's the findings of the report? Well, I mean, it took all those pages to say that the FBI agents, they wanted to stop Trump at every turn. They wanted to stop him from being president. Said they were going to stop him, as we said, and that Comey was insubordinate. They used the word insubordinate. We have a lot of other adjectives we would give you here, but we can't give them today on this program at this hour, but they're saying he was insubordinate. And so that's where the biggest context of this is coming from. And the general's report refers five FBI employees for investigation. Fox News is saying also over the investigation over the messages. So we'll talk about that as well. You know, it is disturbing at every level, not just with the FBI and the DOJ, but the entire infrastructure of Washington. It's very disturbing. And now I know why people turn this stuff off, because they have lives to live. I mean, people have lives, and they don't trust these players. They don't trust the people. They don't trust Washington. But how would anybody trust them? Ava says she has unconditional love. I love that. And I hope a lot of you out there have unconditional love. I don't know. But at this point, friends, I'm ready to pack my bags and head to the airport. More Nozzle in just a minute.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Sue and Barbara Underwood is the name here that said that the foundation, the Trump Foundation, now engaged in extensive, unlawful political coordination with Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. And she said it was repeated and willfully self-dealing to benefit his personal business interest and violated basic legal obligations for nonprofits. Now, this is a big deal, friends. This lawsuit was filed with the New York State Supreme Court in Manhattan today on this historic day that we're talking about here. And what's interesting about this is that I think the timing is very, very interesting, as I say, but also in the fact that she's saying that the Trump campaign illegally used funds and did some interactions with the charitable organization known as the Trump Foundation. Of course, President Trump came out already on Twitter and had plenty of things to say about that. But and there's been an ongoing feud, you got to remember, with the attorney general who was just dismissed, who was put up on charges themselves out of New York. You know what I'm talking about, Ava and Jim?
Yes.
And so now this Barbara Underwood, they came in and said, well, don't worry about it. We'll keep up the fight against Donald Trump. And so that's what they're saying, is that there were funds used from the foundation illegally, and she is trying to take over this charitable foundation, and she is looking for the courts in New York to rule that the president can no longer, and his family, can no longer participate in charitable foundation or functions ever. That's what she's trying to do here. Can you believe this?
Oh, I believe it, because she's a Democrat, and it's a hit piece on Trump again, you know. They're just trying to, you know, stop him in any way that they can, make his life miserable. And, you know, Trump's already tweeted and said, you know, I'm not even going to respond. You know, this is, you're going to have to take me to court. I'm not settling.
He said he wasn't going to settle, but that.
It's unjust. It's unjust.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to settle.
The funny thing about the timing is, if the Inspector General's report that came out today would have been scathing against the deep state, the people participating in all this, they had this ready to go out.
I wonder, Jim.
To divert the message.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
Something is different.
So,
I mean, yeah. Why would you do it today?
Planning this stuff.
Yeah.
Ready to just go with this.
Yeah, you have to ask yourself, why would you do it today? And listen, there's another piece of news to this, too. The attorney generals from Maryland and the District of Columbia also went ahead and they expanded their lawsuit, by the way, accusing Trump of accepting gifts from foreign and state governments and suing him not only as president, but in his personal capacity as a businessman. That was another item, by the way, of the Newswire.
Just another way to try to tangle him up. That's all they want to do. They want to keep tangling him up. All the people in, you know, the Never Trumpers and the, you know, all these people that dislike him are just trying to do anything.
Well, that's what a lot of this was, Ava, and you're very right when you say that. You're very right. You know, remember, think about what Ava you're just saying there. I mean, there is no Russia collusion, people. It doesn't exist. It didn't exist yesterday. Doesn't exist today. It doesn't look like it's going to exist tomorrow. We haven't found anything of it. But yet this whole Mueller and all these dollars that are being spent and everything that's going on, and then you say, well, why? And then anything they're finding with Manafort and Cohen and all of this is all about because of the investigation. So they're all pieces of, well, you didn't give us the truth, or you didn't. They were all, in other words, suspect of doing something wrong based on the investigation. And then you say, Ava, well, but a lot of this, even including the New York Attorney General, is about, you know, trying to tie up the president. Is that what you're saying, Ava? Tie up the president?
Exactly.
Right?
This is another way to stick him in the eye. You know, that's what they're doing. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the whole thing with, you know, in his private life, in his private business, if he's not doing government work on a government contract. He's building, like if you're building your own home and the contractor says, you know, well, I can get you these appliances, they're top of the line, and I can get you a deal on them, all right?
Right.
Well, you're going to take it. And the same thing, he's doing these things, let's say he's building a project overseas, and the guy says, well, you know, I'd really like to get one of those General Motors SUVs. So Trump goes out and buys the SUV and ships it over to him. Big deal. I mean, that's the way the business world works.
Well, I was going to say, with all these charitable foundations, I got to tell you right now, I don't know what the repercussions of this are, Jim. I don't even know what they did or didn't do. I can't defend the family. I'm talking about the Trump family because I don't know what happened. But I will say this. There's any charitable foundation on the planet, just about any one of them. If you dived into their books today or you went and looked at everything they did, do you know how many we would find at some sort of I'm going to use the word some sort of discrepancy. I don't know what that means. But do you know how many?
Why she's doing this, though, you have to understand.
Exactly.
She immediately takes the funds, whether he's guilty or not, okay? Mm-hmm. She immediately takes the funds away from the family. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand, this is another way to get at Trump.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about the foundation, it's not a foundation where they go out and they advertise like United Way, send in your $10, $20. Mm-hmm. It's completely funded by the Trump organization.
Right.
It's all his money.
All right.
It's nobody else's money going in there. He's not defrauding anybody.
Let me
exactly.
ask you
this. So this is a false. It's a false allegation.
Yeah, he's put a lot of money
what
in
it
there,
does,
right?
But what it does, all is of it, ties up. It stops his charitable foundation from giving right now.
Interesting.
And it puts all that money in this woman's hands. Okay. This evil woman's
Attorney
hands.
Attorney General. Yeah, the CJ.
Yeah, and she ties it up. Yeah. She's just going to tie it up. That's all that's going to
Well,
happen.
You've said it. I mean, I think you have a major point there when you say that a lot of these activities, whoever they're coming from, are to tie the president up in a pretzel. They want to keep him in a pretzel mode because then that's how they stop him from doing the things he wants to do, people.
And all that does is it fuels him even further, okay? That right. which doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Well, that is a
that's
true statement.
That's who Trump is.
That's a true
who
statement.
He is.
Yeah. Well, that's who a lot of us are. What doesn't kill us always makes us stronger. And that's a lesson you learn in life as you move forward. You know, so as we look at all this, Ava, Jim, today, and we really look at this with open eyes, honestly, what do you really think Americans should take from all of this? What do they really take from this? I mean, I'm a little bit cynical on a lot of it, and I've been this way for a while. It didn't happen today because I know how the system works, Ava, and the system has a stench to it. And at some point, you get a realist. I'm not the kind of cat who likes to walk in the room and bang my head against the wall.
What do you do with a septic system that's all backed up?
Okay.
And it's stinking. It's just reeking to high heaven. What do you do with it?
Well, let me tell you what you do. You sell the house quickly and you move the hell out of there.
No, you pump it out. You hire a guy to come in and pump out the shit.
I don't know.
Okay?
New Zealand's looking really nice right about now, love. It's looking beautiful, man. You know, I got to tell you. I'll wave
and
to you from the plane.
Trump's going to be the guy that's going to pump that septic system out. Yeah. I'm telling you, he is.
You know, the salvation to the whole thing is, you look what happened in 16, how people fed up, rallied behind Trump.
Right.
Trump said it's a movement. It's more than becoming a movement now. It's a following. Mm-hmm. People are looking, when they did the latest surveys, they're looking at him for getting things done, keeping his promises, making things happen. And they know this. And they know that the Democratic Party, going into November, has nothing except hate Trump.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's not going to be a blue wave. I think it's going to be more like a blue whirlpool sucking them all down into it.
I don't know what it is. Blue, that's, red. You know, Jim.
Well, they're going to be the blue stain at the bottom of the septic tank.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be the tidy bowl people.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right, Ava, let's start with you on this, please. And so with all of this today and knowing what we know, what's your prediction? What's your last word?
I have a feeling that at the end of it all, when the Inspector General Report 2 and 3 comes out, I have a feeling Donald Trump's going to do an awful lot of firing. Hmm. That's what's going to happen.
I've been saying from the beginning, Ava.
He's going to take, but I think he's waiting. He's
I understand what he's doing.
All, He wants the public to see everything before
he's
does
done
what
that.
He
well,
needs
then,
to do.
Well, then there it is. Yeah. And if he's running those departments, if they are indeed what they tell me, if they are part of the executive branch, I would get my I'd get my body. Let me be a gentleman here and refrain myself, people. I'd get my body. I'd get it in that limo with or without the Secret Service. I'd get over there and I would start giving pink slips out by the hundreds.
And you notice that he already prepared for this by signing the document that said you don't have a federal union that's going to save you anymore.
Yeah. Well,
that's course, going to make this very easy to do.
And that's when the whole constitutional crisis kicks in. You know the others. I mean, we're probably headed for a civil war here.
No, that's the cure. That's the cure. Right
it probably
there.
Is the cure. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Jim, what's your final word?
Yeah, my prediction is this is all going to reach a head in October. Mm-hmm. It manifests itself in the elections.
Good.
Because what you have is, look at California, mm-hmm. with them being fed up with the sanctuary cities and how that state is torn apart.
Right.
You look at the primary results there,
yeah.
They didn't expect a GOP.
No, they're hitting back there, Jim.
Ballot.
Yeah.
It's going to happen all across the country.
All right. So you think there's going to be a hit back from this? All right. So, it kind of goes like this, friends. Let me give you my last word, something to think about here. And, Ava talks about the cesspool and the smell that we talked about a moment ago. What do you do with a cesspool is the way she described it to me. And typically, if the cesspool just smells, yeah, you can fix it. You can get that drained properly. You get the experts out there. And I get that, people. I totally get that. Here's the problem. When your cesspool not only smells, but when the pipes are broken, you see the pipes are busted. So the DOJ and the FBI and the entire infrastructure of Congress and the House and the Senate, and when that's all part of the infrastructure of the cesspool and all those pipes are running through there and they're busted, you see, now you got another prize. Not just the smell, but the infrastructure is corroded. So the corrosion is so now you need new pipes. You see what I mean? Or you sell the house and you move. See, that's what I'm talking about here. So we got a decision to make, people. We either sell the house and move. And then when people say to me, "Oh, Malcolm, we got the best government here," I'm going to say, "Shut the hell up." You know, and so I don't even want to hear. We got the best in the world. I mean, what does that mean anymore, people? What does that mean?
What we have is the structure. Okay,
yeah.
The structure is the Constitution.
Right. You know, this country needs to be taught a lesson. And when we say, and that's another thing that irritates me, well, they're a part of the executive branch. And then all of a sudden you hear the pundits come out and, well, how dare the president do that? How dare he? They report to him, you fools. Yeah, but that's not the way we do it here. Shut up. You know, I'm so tired of these people with their lies and their hatred, people. So, yeah, the cesspool has a smell. Okay, so let me end here. It's got a smell, people. The pipes are busted and broken. Now, you can raise the flag like there. We can put the flag up there and do that spot like Iwo Jima. We could do all that, and we can run around like a bunch of you-know-what. But there's more than a smell. We got broken pipes here, people. Broken pipes. Roto-Rooter is not going to help us right now. We need something more than Roto-Rooter. It's probably time for a civil war. That's probably what it's time for. Get your pitchforks and your guns out, and I'll meet you all up in the Times Square somewhere, yeah? I've said this for years now. I've told you people for years. And you say, calm down. What is there to be calm down about? Don't lie to me and tell me everything's fabulous. We got the best government in the world. I don't want to hear that anymore. Now, the one thing I do want to leave you with is this. The hope and the praise that Ava gave us a little bit earlier. And I love that. Unconditional love. I like that. I just want to make sure, friends, when I have unconditional love, that I'm not on the Titanic and the captain that's on there is going down with the freaking ship. You understand? At that point, I'm the hell out of here. I'm sorry. One thing is certain, friends, there is never a shortage of news, gossip, and BS to be continued.